Hello everyone, how are you?
Hello, James.
How's your week been, Alex? Haven't been here before.
We're going to be having conversations. So guys, I'm so sorry. We've just recorded like 10 minutes. And I realised that it wasn't recording, so...
I thought, you know, the vibe was the same, and I had bad deja vu.
So now we've got to try and remember what we were talking about, because we had some good chats.
We did.
Oh, my God. What did we do? Oh, we started off with a shout-out, didn't we?
Yeah. Paige, if you're listening, please tell us you heard us.
Yeah, so Paige tells us that she listens every Friday.
Yep.
On her lunch break, so we're just doing a little test to see if she really does listen. And we love you, Paige.
Yeah.
How's your week been?
It's been quite good.
I mean, I already know, guys. Because we've talked about this.
Deja vu.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, this time I'm going to make it interesting.
Okay, yeah. Retake.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been quite good, to be fair. Nice and chilled. I've done a lot of things.
What have you been doing?
Can't remember.
He's done so much, he can't remember.
Yeah. I honestly can't remember.
Oh, so he's had a good week, done lots of things, but it's been so good, he's forgotten.
That's all about that. Deaf people don't have to hear that.
Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah, we discovered that I've got hay fever.
Oh, yes.
And that I thought I've had a cold for, like, the last month. Every time I'm on the podcast, I'm like, I'm sorry, guys, I've got a cold, I'm going to cough. But, hey, it's hay fever. My body's like, no, can't handle plants anymore.
Hey.
Stay inside.
Stay inside.
Yeah, I'm checking, like, the pollen count now. I wake up every day and I'm like, what's the pollen count today?
Just not get antihistamine, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I've been taking them. Well, I took them and I was like, this ain't working. And then the next week I stopped taking them and then realised that they were working. I just didn't realise. Because I was like, I feel better last week. And I was like, just taking antihistamines. So I'm back on them.
I tell you what, I did watch a good programme. I watched something about Fred and Rose West.
What, on Netflix?
Yeah.
My mum messaged, she said to watch that.
I know you've got an obsession with gardening, but I mean, that's just bad, you know what I mean? Oh, let's plant some flowers. And do you know what would look nice in the garden? A couple of bodies. You don't see that in Grand Designs, do you?
No, God, could you imagine if they went on Grand Designs?
Or Andrew Titchmarshall. And here we see, you know, we're going to this lovely bloke's house. Well, he ain't lovely, but we're going to this bloke's house to have a look at his garden. So Fred, what have you done? Oh, got a couple of bodies in my garden.
Good fertiliser.
Yeah. One of them's my daughter.
Is that your... Where's he from, Gloucester?
I don't know.
Or is he Yorkshire? Is that your...
I don't know, but he talks like that.
Oh,
and he talks so similarly to that.
That's a good... Is that West Country?
I don't know, but he talks like that, you know... Rose would never abandon me, and stuff like that.
Who'd have thought that Fred West would have been on your, what's it called? Impressions list.
You know what I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, I've not watched it. I've been watching the new Taskmaster.
Don't worry, I'm not going to imitate any of his work.
Oh, please.
This podcast would come to the end.
Oh, God. Yeah. So Taskmaster.
Yeah. Well, that'd be a task in itself.
Trying to move the conversation on, Jess.
Yes.
I've been watching the new season.
Oh, nice. Who's on it? Who's on it?
So Fatia El Gore.
So
good.
She's good. I've heard of her. Yeah. I've seen her in that Danny Dyer thing. It's on Sky TV. What's it called? It's where he comes back for his like brother. He hadn't talked to in a long while. What's it called?
Is it called that? Yeah, guy from Plebs in it.
Yeah, little short fella. Yeah.
Is it like Mr. Big Stuff or something?
Yes. Yeah.
I haven't seen it, but I've seen clips on TikTok. He won a BAFTA for that, didn't he?
Yeah, that spoon bit.
Yeah, it is something that I want to watch.
It's brilliant, honestly.
I like the... I don't know his name. I know... Well, I've seen him in Plebs and he's called Grumio in Plebs.
Have you seen Brassics?
No, it's on my list.
Oh, mate, that's hilarious.
It's on my list.
That's one of the best comedies you'll ever watch. Honestly, that is brilliant.
Oh, it did. I've seen, like... Again, I get all my information from TikTok and I see clips of shows and I'm like, right, I need to watch this show. Yeah. So the last show was Grey's Anatomy. And I just kept seeing it all over my TikTok. So it's on Disney, so I started watching it. And I'm 13 seasons in, but I had to stop watching it because I convinced myself I had every illness and disease that was on the show. And I was like, I'm going to die.
But it turns out, dun, 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 hay fever.
Yes. Exactly.
And here's what you could have won. Do you think Fred suffered from hay fever? I think not.
No.
Sometimes he was in his garden.
Yeah, he liked fields as well, didn't
yeah.
he?
So, you know, I never hurt anybody, I didn't. Well, you did. Well, you done more than hurt him.
Is that what he says?
Well, I don't know. He's a sicko, isn't he? So.
Yeah.
And Rose, if you're listening, you're sick.
Do you think Rose West will be listening to our podcast?
Yeah, you know, doing her arts and crafts in prison, you know.
Yeah, no, she's like a prison mum, wasn't she?
Yeah. No, she's a prison man. Right, this is going slightly dark.
Yeah.
Let's get it upmarket a bit more.
Okay, so I have a question for you. What is slapstick comedy or observational comedy?
See, I think slapstick because it's more... I don't know, simple, and there's a joke there, but I won't go there. No, yeah, it's just more, like, just more simple, and it's a lot more funnier, in my opinion. It's just nice and simple,
yeah,
to put it that way.
Okay.
I can't think of any other words, but, yeah.
We have already had this conversation.
I thought. I sound like a bird. I thought.
And it seems like we talked about it for ages and now I'm like, what did we say?
But someone forgot to press record. And that was me.
I pressed record and then I think I knocked it with my elbow and stopped recording. So I moved it further away. And it is recording now. It is recording. I'm sorry.
This is my living.
Oh, yeah. We did a shout out for Chase's TikTok. He's been doing lives.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good vibe. 604. Check me out.
Yeah, check him out. He's posted a couple of TikToks today as well.
Yep. And that was on Chase Wood, the Chase Woo comedy show. My other account.
Ooh, he's got two accounts.
Yeah. Actually, I've got three.
Three?
Yeah, Good Vibes Comedy Productions. Yeah, so how are you been?
I've been great. I've got another question for you.
Okay, good. Good.
Out of all of the comedians, so dead, alive, old, new, who would you want to see live?
I've got multiple. Mickey Flanagan, a legend. Lee Evans, Billy Connolly, myself. Not big headed or nothing, but what's that click about? Bloody hell!
I can't do it. Okay.
No, we've clicked. Jesus Christ.
I mean, like, we've lost the plot a little bit because we didn't press record.
Yeah, I forgot to pay for the rent. That's why we lost it. They did ask me where your money was, but I said she can't afford. No, I'm joking. I'm so sorry. I am so.
None offence taken.
I am so sorry. Jesus Christ. Right. Let's talk about your comedians now, please. Change subject, please, because I feel bad.
Okay,
come on.
Moving on. I would have loved to have seen Peter Kay back in the day.
See, I've heard he's not any good no more.
Yeah, I know he's, because he took a lot of time out, didn't he?
Yeah, and he's he's lost a lot of weight. He must...
Well, he took time out for personal reasons and he never actually shared what it was, but it had to be an illness or something.
Oh, yeah, 100%, because he's lost a ton of weight.
But his Blackpool Tower back in the day.
That was brilliant.
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
I'd love to have seen that.
And he reuses all his jokes. If you're a comedian, you've got to have different ones.
Yeah.
I know I use...
Well, but if he's doing like a... Because I think I do like new jokes, but then I'm someone that likes to know what's coming up. I find it funny if I watch something the second time around. So I quite like... If I'm going to see it like a nostalgic comeback tour, I wouldn't mind. But if it's like a brand new tour, you want new.
Yeah. Bits. That's what you that's what you look forward to. Like, I wish Lee Evans was back on this scene.
How old is Lee Evans now?
I think he's about 60 odd.
I just feel like he's always been old. He's one of those people that's like, was he ever young?
Yeah, I think he's about 60 odd. Yeah, I mean. He's got amazing teeth. I'd kill for his teeth, honestly. Do you think he's had work done on his teeth?
I don't know. Oh, he's born in 61, you're right.
Yeah.
I used to love Mouse Hunt. I always had a little crush on him in Mouse Hunt.
See, I don't really like that film. I like the best film I think he's been in is The Martins.
Which one's that? Was he in a film where they do like a booze cruise where they go over to, you know, when people used to like drive over to France to get cheap alcohol and bring it back?
No, you're on about the Martins. Because that's where basically it's a family down in their luck and they don't win anything and is desperate to get him a holiday and he goes to like this office place and then like because he thought he wanted. Sorry, guys. Sorry. Anyway, if you've seen The Martins, it's good. And I'd recommend it.
Yeah, I'll give it a watch.
Because I cannot do it justice by explaining. Because I'm rubbish at explaining.
It's just a good film with Lee Evans in
it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I think he does good acting. Because I feel like Ricky Gervais, he went to acting. Extras was great.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you started doing like the American films.
See, I think his best work to date is Afterlife.
I never watched it.
It's on Netflix.
I've heard amazing things about it, but...
It's sad, but it's extremely funny.
I really liked Derek as well.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I think that was based on me.
But Extras is definitely, it's definitely his best work.
Yeah.
And I liked him in Night at the Museum. That's what I was trying to think of. He plays like the... museum manager or something. I liked him in that.
What about An Idiot Abroad?
See, I love Carl Pilkington.
He's amazing. He's brilliant. I'd love to meet him.
My brother loves him and my brother watched all The Idiot Abroad, so I never watched it properly. It's just when he had it on.
Yeah.
I used to listen to because they had a podcast years ago, 20 years ago, and it was him, Stephen Merchant and Carl Pilkington.
Yeah.
And it was basically just them talking about how mad Carl Pilkington was.
Shall we see if we can find a clip?
And it was... Yeah, go on. It is, I listened to that so much because it was so funny because he's so insane about everything. But Steve Merchant is quite... I don't know if he does stand-up, but he's funny.
No, he has done. I've seen some of his stuff.
Because I know that Alex Horn was saying the contestant he would love most on Taskmaster is Steve Merchant. And they've asked him a couple of times, but he's not done it yet.
I haven't watched this one before, but it's Carl talking about time travel.
Your approach to time travel. And I know we talked about this in the past, but this is a very specific time travel question. If you had a time machine, Carl, to what event in your childhood would you travel back to and why?
What's the point in going back to things that you've... No, it's just that he's never as good as it. It's like a place you go on holiday.
What do you understand the question as? Do you think they're asking, would you go back like a ghost and spy? Would you go back and you've got your childhood back? You are that child again. You're in the body. You are the child. Or you've got your adult head and experiences on. You know,
Rick, I really don't think Carl was thinking there was any of those variations.
I think he was thinking of him as he is now in school with a cap on.
Yeah. But
an email for our own amusement.
Well, okay. Well,
choose an event. Okay, forget the time travel thing.
I think let's clarify one of Ricky's points. What if you could go back and you could live that moment again? How would you do it differently?
There's been times where I've gone, oh, that was a bit out of order or whatever. But then, you learn from your mistakes, don't you? So I don't want to go back and change stuff, because it's like that thing that they go on about, isn't it, where they blame the butterfly on an earthquake. You know, it's going to happen. If it wasn't that butterfly, it's another one. So why pass the book, is what I'm saying.
So you've got no regrets? There's nothing in your past you'd want to change or do differently?
What about if you went back and you spied like a ghost on something? You couldn't change anything, but you could have a look at someone and just sort of look, like Ebenezer Scrooge does, or the ghost of Christmas past. He goes back and he's sort of like looking at himself dancing and stuff. What would you do? What would you go back and have a look at?
Yeah, but you're asking me to change. I don't want to change.
Yes, you're not changing. You're just observing.
Wait, I forgot we're doing a podcast.
I nearly died once, didn't I? On an ice pop.
Right. On an ice pop?
Maybe if I would have died,
you wouldn't be doing the podcast if you'd have died. You wouldn't be having this email to you.
I feel like this.
It
was like one of the first ever podcasts.
There's no need. You did it.
I was listening to this like 20 years ago.
You can't change anything. You're just going to go back and watch them. Would you like to go back and watch yourself choking on a Mr. Freeze?
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why I wouldn't go back now, because I'm all right. I haven't had one since. I've learned a lesson. I'm not missing the ice pops. So
I know that you're making the most of this opportunity to fantasize.
I don't see the point in going back in anything. I mean, do you mean go back in time to the point of you can see like Rome? In its working day.
What, in your childhood? Was Rome about when in your childhood?
Everything I've been through, so why see it again?
Forget it. It was just a nice little question.
People are fascinated about your approach to talk.
Sorry about that, people. That weren't the best clip, but this gives you an idea.
Yeah, it was good. I loved it. And yeah, it was... It's funnier with the cartoons.
Yeah, well. Yeah. Like, so, Carl, the Ricky Gervais show, I'd recommend it.
Yeah. Maybe we should get some questions for you like that. We can
yes, 100%. Yes.
Yeah, we'll find. If you got any questions for Chase, give us a comment. We'll just come up to him and write him on a piece of paper.
Yes. Yeah. Paige, ask me any question.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Another one. We'll see. So I think I have a couple of quiz questions.
Okay.
And then we can wrap it up because, well, it's only 17 minutes.
I think we've lost.
We've already done 10 minutes. Well, they can skip. Like, there's 2 minutes there. You can skip it if you want.
Skip outside so you don't...
Worth listening.
Knock anything over in your house, okay? Skip outside.
So, according to Peter Kay in Phoenix Nights... have you seen Phoenix Nights?
Yeah.
That is great. Which food item was the future...
Garlic bread.
Yes. Okay. Oh, which chaser is an award-winning stand-up comedian?
Paul Sinner.
Yes, I love Paul Sinner.
He's brilliant.
He was great on... He does like a radio show, I think it's on Channel 4, or maybe it's a podcast, and it's called like the Pub Quiz, and it's just like he just asks questions to the audience and stuff, but it's like part trivia, part comedy, and I love trivia.
I've not listened to that one.
I don't know where it... is.
What about BBC Sounds or something?
Oh, it might be BBC.
Yeah, BBC Sounds or something like that.
I'm sure I've heard it on the radio. Okay, I'm going to get one more question. Oh, in 2009, which stand-up comedian ran 43 marathons in 52 days to raise money for sport relief?
I want to say... Eddie Izzard, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Oh, how did you know that?
I watched that documentary you done about it.
Oh. I did not know that. I didn't think you'd get that.
No, yeah,
you
yeah.
You got it. Okay, we'll do one more because I want to catch you out. Which popular British music hall comedian was best known as a double act with Chesney Allen?
Oh, Les Dennis.
No. I've never heard of either of these.
What's his name?
Bud Flanagan.
Yes, I know of him.
So Bud Flanagan and Chesney Allen. Because it's like a British music hall comedian, I feel like they're old school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got any others? Got any others?
You want another question? Sorry.
We're walking around the studio.
Which comedian had the best-selling British single of 1965? This is one, it's a name that I know, but I don't think I've actually ever seen anything that he's done.
I want to say a couple of them. Max Bygraves. God's sake.
Would you like me to tell you?
Yeah.
It was Ken Dodd.
How could I not?
You're on the spot, aren't you?
Happiness. That's what.
No, I've never song. Heard it.
Happiness.
Maybe we can make that the theme tune.
Nah.
Have you seen that one? Oh, a little bit. Write the theme tune, sing the theme tune. I went into a deep dive of Dennis Waterman a couple of weeks ago. I watched all his music videos. Great, I love him. Okay, I found one that was a good one and I've lost it now. Because I was thinking, it's okay, it was about... Oh, who played Julius Caesar in Carry On Cleo and Thomas Cromwell in Carry On Henry?
Sid James, Kenneth Williams... Kenneth Williams.
It's Kenneth Williams. I would have said Sid James, but I was thinking because Sid James plays Henry VIII in Henry, doesn't he?
Yeah.
There you go. Ended on a high.
Yeah.
All right. Right, we'll leave it there for today.
And again, sorry for the Carl Pilkington thing. Sorry if that bored you. But...
What we can do is, I mean, I'm not going to do this, but I... Maybe we can just put the times that it's on there.
Yeah.
And then you guys can skip it forward or you can listen to it.
Or we can edit it out.
And I need to beep your...
Yeah, that was a mistake.
It's because we forget sometimes that we're being recorded. Yeah. We're just chatting away. We're like, oh, no. Okay, so we'll see you...
Next Friday.
Yes, next Friday. Have a nice half-term week.
You too.
Enjoy the weather.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Jesus Christ, you turned into a scouser.
Right, I'm stopping it now. Bye.